Devin Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Spring is springing at the Farmers Market. Let's check in with Jillian Ferguson to see what's in season this week in Southern California.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. The spring equinox is on Tuesday, and right on cue, the market is alive with signs of spring. I'm here today with Alicia Kemper, who, along with her business partner Marie, is the owner of Mangette, a French cafe in Long Beach serving market-inspired food. Hi, Alicia.
Hi there.
So what are you shopping for today?
Today we are shopping for sugar snap peas are the main thing, but we get all of our produce at the Santa Monica Farmers Market. So anything, any produce driven items that we have on the menu, we get here.
So let's talk about those snap peas. How are you using them?
So we're making a soup out of them. so we're doing a puree with them, straining it to get out all of the little stringy bits. But we still want to be able to have people like taste the actual sugar snap peas. So we're doing a little salad tossed in whey, which is a byproduct that we use from a yogurt that we make in-house as well. So we make a whey vinaigrette. So you get like some of the crunch from the sugar snap peas and then the pure essence of it in a puree form.
So many people use sugar snaps for salads. I've never heard it being used for a soup before. What was the inspiration?
We just really enjoy the expression of the sugar snap peas. It's just so delicate and pure and has like such a lovely flavor that we really wanted to capture that. Most people use like frozen peas for their soup, so we wanted to just do a pure sugar snap pea puree. That's a mouthful. And it was a little thin when we tested it out, so we thought potatoes would add a nice like roundness and texture to it. So we just use a little bit of potato puree from Weiser to give it some roundness. And then because everyone's so familiar with the crunch, we leave those on top so people can still enjoy that aspect as well.
What's the difference in flavor between a cooked sugar snap and a raw sugar snap?
I think because we cook it so quickly that you get a lot of the similar flavors. You get that like sweetness, the delicateness. We infuse a little bit of mint in the broth or in the liquid that we're using. So it's just like a very subtle, like sweet and delicate flavor, which is, I think, different.
Is it served warm?
It's served like lukewarm, so not cold, not hot, just a nice warm temperature to not overpower anything. And coming with the warmer weather, it's nice.
Does the menu change all the time at Mangette? Are you changing the menu daily?
No, we change it seasonally. We have a very small team, so we we don't have the bandwidth to change it every single day. But things change definitely based on what we can get at the market. Like I said, we get all of our produce either on Wednesday or on Sundays if we run out. There's a Long Beach Farmers Market on Sundays that we love. So we have to figure out, and if we run out of salad, we run out of salad, which has definitely happened.
Alicia, you also own the wine store next door called Bouvon. Do the two storefronts ever collaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, this Saturday, we're going to have a pop-up of Mangette out the back door. So we're going to be selling lobster rolls done on a brioche bun that's toasted with a little bit of butter, chives that we get at the market, and fresh lemon from the market as well. And then we have a fish fillet sandwich, which we use Little Jim lettuce from Coleman Farms, and then lots of herbs also from the market in our remoulade.
That sounds awesome. And that's at Bouvon or at Mangette?
So the pop-up is at Bouvon, but we're using the food of Mangette. They're in the same building, just side by side, and we share a backyard. So it's fun if you ever want to come drink wine in the afternoon starting at noon. We open up the wine shop, and you can enjoy food from Mangette and wine from Bouvon.
How wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Alicia Kemper, co-owner of Mangette, along with her business partner, Marie Delberry. The chef there is Noe Duran. The cafe is right next to Bouvon, Alicia's wine store, on Loma Avenue in Long Beach. Zach Nichols is the farmer behind Two Peas in a Pod, where Alicia is buying her snap peas. And Zach, it's been a long time since we talked. Tell us what's going on at the farm.
So we are in transition period. We are coming out of the winter crop, which is all brassicas, cruciferous, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccolini. And we are moving on into the spring. And the farm is actually called Two Peas in a Pod. And the reason for that is because we are, or were, the first people to actually grow sugar snap peas. My father was a Cal Poly graduate, and he worked for a seed company before he started the farm. and there was a doctor who would send them seeds, and he actually sent some sugar snap seeds to him. And we had no idea what to do with them, and we didn't know how to grow them, etc. So we kind of played around with it. And that is the reason why we got into farmers markets, is because we started planting so much that we needed to figure out a way to sell them. So long story short, my mom would go to farmers market and no one knew what they were. And she would have a plate with ranch dressing, and she would dip the peas in ranch dressing and hand them to people. And the crop got so big that obviously nowadays it's everywhere here in California.
One of the things that blows my mind about snap peas is that it's a relatively new plant. I think it was introduced by Calvin Lamborn in the 80s, right?
Yep. So that was actually Dr. Lamborn. Yeah. So I had to clarify this with my mother. I just called her actually to make sure that was his name. He was the guy who gave my dad the seed. And like I said, seeds take a long, long, long time to breed. There's no way to speed up the maturation process or the process to flowering. So you kind of have to go all the way through the flowering season. Long story short, a good seed takes roughly 30 years to create because you have to go through all these different flowering sessions and pick the best cultivar and then get the seed from that and kind of work your way through. So a good seed is 30 plus years.
Wow. Yeah. Dr. Calvin Lamborn is a legend in the farming world. And I love growing snap peas with my kids because they grow quickly. And obviously there's nothing like picking a snap pea right off of the vine. But when I grow them at home, they tend to kind of crap out after one like big spurt. What's the secret to letting them grow super, super strong and healthy?
I think the most important part is you got to grow them at the right time of year. They are a finicky little guy. You can't be too cold. It can't be too hot. You can't overwater them. The roots rot. You kind of have to get that perfect right there in the middle. So it is a gamble to plant sugar snap peas early. Like I said, that's a really finicky crop. If it frosts too bad, they drop their flower, or the meristem, which is the growing point, dies. The actual pod can get cracked. And then it looks super ugly, and there's all these different like things to make sure that, you know, they don't look perfect. Luckily, the thing about two peas in a pod is we don't really go for looks, we go for flavor. We are on the Central Coast, and we have kind of the perfect weather to grow sugar snap peas. We've had them on the table for the past 2 months, and to be honest, it was a pretty big gamble. We haven't had a giant frost that killed them, but we had a few frosts that made them look a little uglier than they should be. The good part about that is the flavor is still there. Fortunately, it didn't lose any big crops, but we had a lot of troubles, like 80-mile-per-hour winds that snapped all the tea stakes, that we had to go out there the next day in the pouring rain and have four guys lift up the entire row because it was super heavy, weighted down with peas. And we fixed it all, but like I said, we started early just to kind of get our foot in the door. And from now on, they'll start looking a little cleaner and tasting just as good as they have been.
Wow. Well, it's always so interesting to hear the behind the scenes of what it takes to get these crops to market. That was Zach Nichols of Two Peas in a Pod, along with his mom, Lori. They grow many pods, including snap peas, but also a ton of interesting beans that you can check out at the Wednesday Santa Monica and Sunday Hollywood Farmers Market. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Hope Brush, Nick Lamponi, Phil Richards, and Sue Margulies. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleinman. As we get ready for this year's pie contest, I can't help but dream about what pies I would enter. I definitely enter a double crust apple, and maybe my chocolate pecan espresso pie too. I can't wait to see what all you bakers come up with this year. Once again, Pie Fest is Sunday, April 28th on the Royce Quad at UCLA. Mark your calendar and register those pies. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode of Good Food.